Hello, everybody. This is Bob Delaney. And in just a moment, the Red Sox-Yankee game with Phil Rizzuto and Mel Allen bringing you the play-by-play description. This broadcast comes to you by courtesy of the Atlantic Refining Company and P. Ballantyne & Sons in cooperation with Sports Network by authority of the Yankees. It's intended solely for the private enjoyment of our listening audience, and any rebroadcast or other use of this play-by-play description without the express consent of the Yankees is prohibited. A lovely day in Boston today, and we're just about set to join Phil Rizzuto, who'll be sending us the starting lineups. For those of you who did not remain up until the wee hours, we'll remind you that the Red Sox last night, Red Sox winning 2-1. This afternoon, Ralph Terry goes for the Yankees, and Gene Conley for the Boston Red Sox. The temperature today in Boston is about 65 degrees. It's quite comparable to the weather we're enjoying in New York. The bullpen brigade has just made its way out towards the bullpen in right field. And so it's time now for us to join Phil Rizzuto with the starting lineups.
And now we have the starting lineups for you. Ralph Houck has really shaken up the Yankee lineup. Matter of fact, driving home in the bus last night after the ball game, Ralph was saying that he's not going to go with the old theory that you need a lot of right-hand hitters here at Fenway Park, because whenever you put the right-hand hitters in, they try to hit the ball over the fence, and as a result, they're swinging at bad pitches. So he stacked his batting lineup with left-handed power. He has five left-hand hitters. Leading off today, playing third base, Cleet Boyer, an unusual spot for Boyer in the lineup. Tony Kubek moved down in the second spot in the batting order. Tony playing shortstop. In right field will be Roger Maris, batting third. Mickey Mantle will be in center field, hitting cleanup. In left field today, and batting fifth, Yogi Berra. Bill Skowron will be at first base, batting sixth. Doing the catching and batting seventh, Johnny Blanchard. Bobby Richardson will be at second base, batting in the eighth position, and doing the pitching and batting ninth, Ralph Terry. For the Boston Red Sox, leading off playing second base, Chuck Schilling. In center field and batting second will be Gary Geiger. Vic Wirtz, who got the winning hit last night, driving in Jackie Jensen. The Red Sox defeated the Yankees 2-1. Wirtz will be at first base, batting third. Jensen, who along with scoring the winning run, had a homer last night, will be in right field hitting in the cleanup spot. At third base, batting fifth, Frank Malzone. Jim Pagliarone will be the catcher, batting in the sixth position. Carol Hardy, batting seventh and playing left field. The shortstop, batting eighth, will be Don Button. And doing the pitching and batting ninth, Gene Conley. The umpires for today's game, and right now they are gathered at home plate with Ralph Houck and Mike Higgins. Calling balls and strikes, Bob Stewart. At first base, Charlie Berry. Umpiring at second, Joel Insulata. And Frank Umont will be calling them at third base. They break up the huddle at home plate, and we'll be ready to go down in the field in just a little while. As we told you, there were no other games in the American League yesterday, so the Yankees dropped a half game to Detroit, to Cleveland, well, to everybody, except to the Red Sox, who picked up a full game on them. But Baltimore, now tied with the Yankees, are just percentage points actually behind New York. But the Yankees and the Orioles are both five games behind the league-leading Detroit Tigers. Cleveland in second place, 3.5 games out. And in the National League, Cincinnati defeated the league-leading Giants 5-1. And Los Angeles, behind Sandy Koufax, defeated the St. Louis Cardinals and Larry Jackson last night 2-1. So the Dodgers picked up a full game, and they're now a game and a half behind the Giants. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh follow. And there go the Red Sox out on the field. Out to the mound is Gene Conley. Boy, he is big, I'll say. But right now, we'll have our national anthem. ¶¶ Another good-sized crowd here today, not quite as large as last night. This is always a good baseball city, Boston. Gene Conley has won 2 and lost 3 in the year. No record against the Yankees. It's Conley's 8th appearance of the year and the 7th as a starter. Remember, he pitched against the Yankees last time out. And against Ralph Terry. Conley allowed just 2 runs in 7 innings on 7 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 3. Both of Conley's wins have been shutouts. The last one was against Detroit on May the 18th. It's a 4-hitter. Lee Boyer will be leading off for the Yankees today. Frank Crisetti goes to the coaching box at third, and Wally Moses down to first. Conley is 6'8" tall, the tallest ball player in the major league, 227 pounds. And he's played basketball for the Boston Celtics since the 1958-59 season. He's the only man to play 2 major professional sports in the same city. And as you know, basketball is a grueling game. But it didn't take Conley long to get in shape for baseball. About 10 days. Went out and pitched the game and won it. Conley's been in the big league since 1954. Actually, he was up with the old Boston Braves in 52, but only for 4 ball games. Cleek Boyer steps into the batter's box. Boyer batting 243. 4 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, and 12 RBIs. Big Gene Conley checks the sign from Pagliarone. Pitch to Boyer is a swing and a miss, strike one at a high fastball. Pagliarone is 6'3" tall, so this must be the tallest batter in both leagues. The one strike curveball is low outside, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 delivery. It's over the inside corner, strike 2 call. Outfield straight away on Boyer. Pitch is a line drive base hit to left field in the hole between third and short. Carroll Hardy up with it. Boyer opens the ball game with a line shot to left. That brings up Tony Kubek. Tony's batting 299, dipped under the 300 mark last night. He has 9 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, and 12 RBI. Vic Wirtz holding the bag against Boyer. Now Zone is in a third. Here's the stretch. The pitch to Kubek is bunted foul down the third baseline. So Malzone must have had a hunch. He was playing in on Kubek. Still, Tony tried to drop one down. Bunted foul. Starting to cloud up a little bit, though there's no threat of rain today. Boyer with a short leadoff first. The stretch. The pitch is fouled out of play and back of third base. Strike 2. Roger Maris on deck. Nothing in 2 on Kubek. The stretch and the pitch is outside. Ball 1. For some of you fans driving around or near the stadium, the Yankee Stadium advance ticket window is open today until 5 o'clock for your ticket shopping convenience. The one at Grand Central Terminal is not open today, though. All right, Conley set. Pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Got the fastball by Kubek. Conley's first strikeout, and here's Roger Maris. Roger batting 231. Two doubles, nine homers, and 23 RBI. Very enthusiastic fans up here in Fenway Park. And adds something to the ball game. Peps up the ball players and everybody around. Boyle leads off first. Pitch to Maris is hit deep but foul to right field, way back there. And up on top of the roof and right on out of the ballpark. Maris really got a hold of an inside fastball. Drilled it deep over the roof but foul. A long strike. Outfield shifting around towards right on Maris and deep. Here's the stretch by Conley. His pitch is a line drive, base hit, past the second baseman, a right center. Boyer around second, digging for third, and Maris holds it first with a single. Second hit off Conley. And all the noise because Mickey Mantle's coming up there. Mickey batting 306. Five doubles, one triple, 11 homers, and 27 RBI. Mick accounted for the lone Yankee run last night with his long home run into the Yankee bullpen in right field. Infield in double play depth with one out, runners at first and third. The top of the first inning, no score in this ball game. On deck, Yogi Berra. Stretch by Conley. Pitch to Mantle. Inside, ball one. Maris at first, Boyer at third. Conley sets. Pitch is outside, ball two. Two or nothing. Ready again. Mantle takes a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Conley throwing hard here in the top of the first inning. Ready for the 2-1 delivery. He checks his swing and it's just a little bit high, ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike on Mickey. The pitch is swung at it, missed strike two, and Mickey let go of the bat with one hand and swings that right arm up in the air. He has his wrist heavily taped and is also having a little trouble with his right shoulder, not counting the legs. Full count on Mantle with one away. Let's see if Maris will be going. Boyer is at third, Maris at first. Here's the stretch. There goes Maris. It's strike three. He dropped the ball. No, wait, he foul tipped it. He must have just gotten a little piece of that ball, and Paglioni dropped it. Catcher picks up some dirt and throws it down. Maris was going with the pitch. And I'd wondered why Paglioni didn't pounce on the ball and throw it a second, but Mantle just nicked it. So he's got a life. Still 3-2 on Mickey. Here's the stretch. There goes Maris. There's a drive to deep right field, way back there. The ball is in the bullpen for a home run for Mantle. And there's the difference. They say baseball is a game of inches. And Paglioni held on to that foul tip. Mantle would have been out of there. He got a life and hits a three-run homer into the Yankee bullpen. Mantle comes up with his 12th home run of the year, and he now has 30 runs batted in. The Yankees lead 3-0, and here's Yogi Berra batting 309. Four doubles, five homers, and 18 runs batted in. Tsuyoshi is fouled, hit back, strike one. Funny about Mickey, he looked there swinging at two pitches and missing even the foul tip, and then he hits one 9 miles. Yogi hits one to right center field. Going back is Jensen in the center fielder. In the center fielder, Geiger makes a one-handed catch against the Red Sox bullpen wall. It didn't look like that ball was going to travel that far, but Geiger at the last second leap caught it one-handed and then just brushed lightly against the wall in front of the Red Sox bullpen. So it's two out. And here's Bill Skarin. The Moose batting 282. Seven doubles, one triple, six homers, and 25 runs batted in. 3-0, the Yankees lead, top of the first. Conley's pitch is outside, ball one. Fastball is low, ball two. Nothing pitch is high, ball three. 3-0. Strike call. 3-1 the count on Skarin. On deck is Johnny Blanchard. Here's the wind-up by Conley. Pitches a swing and a line drive. Base hit to left center field. And Skarin's on with a solid single as the Yankees have gotten to Conley here in the first inning. Hit number four off Conley. And it'll bring up Johnny Blanchard. Blanchard batting 222. One double, three homers, and seven runs batted in. Two out. Stretch by Conley. Hits to Blanchard as a curve outside, ball one. Blanchard pops one to short left center field. The shortstop Button moving back and makes the catch with his back to the infield. So for the Yankees in the top of the first inning, three runs on four base hits. No Red Sox errors. One man left to score at the end of one half inning. The Yankees three and the Red Sox coming to bat.
For pleasure driving that is a pleasure, you need something more than a freshly washed car and a bright sunny day. For one thing, you need to be sure that your carburetor is clean to do its job at peak efficiency. And that's why more and more motorists from New England to Florida have started to use Atlantic Imperial gasoline regularly. This quality gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. You see, Atlantic Imperial removes the harmful deposits of dirt that get past your engine's air cleaner and build up on the lower walls of your carburetor. These deposits can cause rough idling, stalling, and gasoline waste. But once you've used Atlantic Imperial for a while, you'll feel the difference. And as long as you use it, Atlantic Imperial will keep new deposits from forming in your carburetor. See your Atlantic dealer soon. Use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Ralph Terry is out on the mound for the New York Yankees. Terry is 1-2 and lost none this year, and he's 1-0 against the Red Sox. Lifetime against Boston, 10 wins and 5 defeats. This is Terry's ninth appearance of the year and his eighth as a starter. The Yankees have won 5 of the games that Terry has started. Schilling batting 233, stepping into the batter's box, leading off for the Red Sox, has seven doubles, one homer, and 17 runs batted in. Yankees three and the Red Sox nothing. This is the first inning. Terry's first pitch is right over, strike one called. Schilling bats him right-handed. Curve is low. Ball one, one and one. Terry is 6'3 and 190 pounds. He looks small compared to that Conley out on the mound. 1-1 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground, foul outside of third. Billy Herman knocks it down. Couldn't hold on to it. The third base coach for the Red Sox. Rudy York is coaching over at first. A couple of pretty good hitters in their day. Herman, one of the best hit-and-run men ever in baseball. And York, one of the big power hitters. Curve is outside, and low ball two, two and two. Terry pitching with practically a no-wind-up delivery. The 2-2 pitch. Hit in front of the plate and bounces back to the screen. Ball three. Three and two. Field in beautiful condition here at Fenway Park. Ready now for the payoff pitch to Schilling. He swings and lines it foul down the left field line, back into the seat. Count holds at three and two. Yogi Berra's in left field for the Yankees defensively. The pitch is a ground ball in the hole. Richardson to his left is up with it. His throw is in time on a beautiful play by Richardson and Scarron. Bobby went back on the edge of the outfield grass, picked it up, had a throw off balance, and threw it in the dirt, and Scarron backhanded, scooped it out of the dirt, just did nip Chuck Schilling. Richardson has more than made up in his fielding and defensive play, and his low average shows as far as batting goes. Here's Gary Geiger batting .213. Four doubles, a triple, four homers, and eight runs batted in. Left hand hitting center fielder. The curve is inside. Ball one to Geiger. On deck, Vic Wirtz. 3-0. The Yankees are leading. Last half of the first inning. The 1-0 pitch is popped in the air. Boyer, the third baseman, moving back under it. He's in fair territory and makes the catch for the second out. Two-way. And here's Vic Wirtz. Wirtz batting .267. Five doubles, three homers, and 12 runs batted in. Left-hand hitter with an open stance. Big, powerful man. Takes a pitch high, ball one. Fastball high outside, ball two. Johnny Blanchard rifles the ball back to Terry. Ralph goes to the rosin bag. On deck is Jackie Jensen. Yankee outfield deep, mantle deep, and shading in right center a little bit for Wirtz. Fastball is lined to left center field. Yogi going back, and it's over his head, bouncing off the wall. Wirtz around first, digging for second, and he'll be in with a stand-up double. So Vic Wirtz, with Mantle playing in right center, hit a solid line drive to left center, one hop off the wall, and comes up with his sixth double of the year. Here's Jackie Jensen. Jensen batting .210, has three doubles, four homers, and 12 runs batted in. Jackie has two of his four homers against the Yankees, and both of them off Whitey Ford. Two outs. Murray sets. Pitch to Jensen is high ball one. They have painted the walls olive green this year instead of the light green. And it really is pretty. The left field wall runs from the left field foul line almost straight across the center field. One reason why right-hand hitters love to hit in this spot. Curve is over. Strike one, one and one. On deck, Frank Malzone. Blanchard out to the mound to talk with Terry. Jensen steps back to have a little chat with Bob Stewart, the plate umpire. Vic Wirth leading off second base. Terry stretches. Fastball is low, ball two. Two and one. Yankees play the Red Sox again tomorrow night. And then on Thursday afternoon, before going out to Chicago for a three-game series, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. Terry sets. Pitch is in there. Strike two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Terry leans over and checks the sign from Blanchard. Wirtz with a good-sized leadoff second. And Jensen passed the time and steps out of the box. Terry taking a little too long getting the sign. All right, now Terry sets. Terry fouled back. Out of play. Jensen's doing a lot of walk around that batter's box. Two balls, two strikes on Jensen. Terry ready. Curve low, and it's a full count, three and two. Blanchard having a little trouble picking up the ball, though Wirtz does not advance when the crowd gets on, Johnny. Three balls, two strikes, two out. The Yankees three, the Red Sox nothing. Bottom of the first inning. Mantle hit a three-run homer in the top of the first, and the Yankees out in front. Now we're ready for the payoff pitch. Here's the stretch. Pitch is strike three, call. It was a curveball. Jensen took it. And Bob Stewart said it had part of the plate. So Jackie was curved on a 3-2 pitch and caught looking. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the first, no runs. One hit. No Yankee errors. One man left. The score at the end of one full inning. The Yankees three and the Red Sox nothing. And we pause for station identification.
You are in tune with Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on your dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York. WOKO time, 26 and a half minutes past two.
On the scoreboard in the American League, Los Angeles at Washington. It's 1-1 at the end of two. Garver against Hobaugh. Earl Averill homing in the second with nobody on for L.A. Minnesota at Cleveland for a pair. In the first game at the end of three, Minnesota 2, the Indians nothing. Pasquale against Hawkins. Baltimore is at Chicago for two. The first game just getting underway. It's Barber against Shaw. Kansas City at Detroit in a doubleheader. Archer against Mossy in the first game. In the National League, Cincinnati at San Francisco playing two games at the end of two and a half innings. It's Cincinnati 3, the Giants nothing. Maloney for Cincinnati. Jones started, Fisher in the third. Pinson homered in the first with nobody on, and Maloney helping his own cause in the third with a man on. St. Louis is at Los Angeles for a single game. Milwaukee at Philadelphia for a pair. In the first game, it's nothing-nothing at the end of two and a half. Buell against Ferresi. Chicago's at Pittsburgh for two, and at the end of five innings, all tied up 1-1. Ellsworth against Mizell. Andre Rogers homered in the fourth for the Cubs with nobody on. Bobby Richardson leads off for the Yankees here in the top of the second. Bobby batting 205. Has one triple and 10 RBIs. Conley's pitch to Richardson, inside, ball one. Bobby, by the way, has resigned as Yankee player representative, and he's going to be replaced by Art Dittmar as alternate, who will serve until the players hold their election. Bobby felt that the position was too time-consuming with his family up here. There's a drive to deep right center field. Jensen going over and makes the running catch in deep right center. That ball just seemed to hang up there. It was in the hole, and Jensen went a long ways from right field, but he caught it, one away. Brings up Ralph Terry. Terry batting 333, 5 for 15, 1 double, 1 RBI. One out, nobody on. To Terry is in there, strike one called. Foul back in the seats and out of play, strike two. Nothing in two on Terry. Here's Conley's pitch. It's a ground ball to the shortstop. Button in, up with it. Throw to Vic Wirtz in time to get Ralph. It's two away. It'll bring up Cleet Boyer, who opened the ball game with a single to left field. And scored along with Maris on Mantle's 12th home of the year in the first inning. Boyer taking plenty of time, giving Terry a little more time to get into the bench and rest a little before he has to get back out on the mound to pitch. Two out and nobody on. Conley's pitch to Boyer is in there, strike one call. The Yankees last night added another bonus player to their minor league system. They signed New England William E. Billy Madden. And everybody was after him. He's a left-hand hitting 16-year-old catcher. Boyer takes the pitch low, one and one. 18 years old. I said 16, but he's 18 years old. The 1-1 pitch, low outside, ball two, two and one. Is a ground ball past the pitcher, the shortstop near second, up with it, throws to first just in time to get Boyer. That was a fine play by Don Button on a ball that was hit off the end of the bat, in which Conley misjudged the speed, and Button had to come up fast with it for the Yankees in the top of the second. Nothing across, the score at the end of an inning and a half. New York 3 and the Red Sox nothing.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car, remove dirt in the vital throttle plate area without even raising the hood. How? Just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see, dirt deposits build up on the lower walls of most carburetors. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate and cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Now, this results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone, washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you need not worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Frank Malzone leads off for the Red Sox in the bottom of the second. Frank just can't seem to get going. Here's a fellow who has a batting average close to 300, lifetime-wise, that is, in the American League. And right now he's batting 141, has one double, two homers, and six RBI. He's too good a ball player to be down there. 3-0, the Yankees lead. Terry's pitch to Malzone is low, ball one. Next pitch is hit on the ground of the shortstop. Kubek on a big hop. His throw to Scarron in time to get Malzone. That's one away. Brings up Jim Pagliarone, the catcher, batting 261. Big Jim is three doubles, three homers, and 10 runs batted in. Pagliarone credits his catching ability right now to the hard work of Mickey Owen when he was with the Red Sox. Mickey worked with him every day, every day. The pitch to the right-hand hitting catcher is in there. Strike one called. Of course, Bill Dickey helped Yogi Berra quite a bit when Yogi first came to the Yankees. When you get that good coaching and training, it pays off. Curve inside, 1-1. One out, nobody on. Yankees leading 3-0. Bottom of the second. Pitch is outside, ball two. Man, I can't wait for that hot weather to get here. And around August, we'll probably be looking for some cool weather, but this weather's been ridiculous. The pitch is low, ball three. 3-1. Now the clouds are getting blacker up there. The wind's getting colder. Three and one on Jim Pagliarone. Terry's pitch is in there. Strike two called. 3-2. Full count. The payoff pitch. Drive deep to left field. That ball's going to be off the wall. Yogi plays it off the wall on one hop, and Pagliarone is held to a long single. As Barra played that wall, a la Ted Williams out there. The old Splendid Splinter could play him off a solid line drive that hit the wall. Yogi caught it on one hop and had the ball into second base just as the big catcher rounded first. A line single to left. Remember when I was a kid and I used to hear games broadcast from Fenway Park, and they'd say a ball hit the wall and he's held to a single. I couldn't believe it until I came up here to play. Carroll Hardy, the left fielder, the batter, hitting 224, four doubles, a triple, and five runs batted in. Pitch to Hardy. It's a curve in there, strike one called. On deck is Don Budden, the shortstop. Scarron holding first against the Red Sox catcher. Here's a stretch by Rod. Ball bunted down third. It's a good one. That's going to be a base hit. Boyer doesn't even make a play. A beautiful bunt by Carroll Hardy. That is one of the best, if not the best, bunt I've seen all year by a right-handed batter. He fooled everybody, laid it down, and Boyer didn't even make a try. Just picked it up, caught him flat-footed, and that's hit number three off Terry, and now the tying run is at the plate. Don Budden, the shortstop, batting 245, six doubles and four runs batted in. One away, Yankees leading 3-0. Pitch to Budden. Right. Fastball right down the pipe. Hardy at first, Pagliarone at second. stretch by Terry. Curve in the dirt, knocked down by Blanchett. Johnny pounces on it, keeps the runners from advancing. Boy, that catching's a tough job when you get those curved balls in the dirt. Got to get your body in front of it. Of course, you have a lot of gear on to protect you, the chest protector, the shin guards, and the mask. A lot of ball players call them the tools of ignorance. Jokingly, because if you're a good catcher, you can get to the big leagues faster than any other position. Pitch inside, ball two, 2-1. Gene Conley, due to be the next batter, is a pretty good hitting pitcher. Runners lead off first and second. Perry sets. 2-1 pitch. Curve high, ball three. 3-1. Perry changes the rosin bag. He moves that rosin bag around like it's diamonds or something. Touches it very gently. Moves it from the right side of the rubber to the left side. 3-1. Runners at first and second. Pitch is a curve. In there, strike two, and it's a full count. So Terry curved him on a 3-1 pitch. The pitcher's got to have pretty good control of that curveball to do that. Once again, we have a full count on a Red Sox batter. Here's Terry Stretch. Fastball fouled back up on the roof out of play. Ralph tried to sneak the fast one by him, hoping that Button was looking for the curve. Not a good idea to guess with two strikes on you, because if you're looking for the curve and they throw the fastball, you can't get around. And Terry ready for the 3-2 pitch. Fastball popped in the air to the infield. The infield fly rule is called. Button is automatically out. Richardson makes the catch at second base. And it's two away. Here comes Gene Conley. Conley has one base hit this year. That one against the Yankees, and it was a double. He has driven in one run. Two out, two on. Yankees lead 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Flying around above us with a big banner in back of it advertising WEEI, which is a CBS affiliate up here in Boston. All right, big Gene Conley steps into the batter's box. The bat looks like a toothpick in his hands. He's so big. Terry sets. Pitch to Conley is fouled back on the screen and out of play. Carol Hardy at first. Jim Pagliaroni is at second with two outs. Is fouled off the left of the plate, strike two. Nothing in two on the big right hand hitting pitcher for the Red Sox, Gene Conley. Taking a lot of time getting the signal. Now he's ready. Here's the stretch. It hit his bat. I think if it didn't hit his bat, it would have hit Conley. It was in on him, would have hit him right on the chest. And he swung that bat in self-defense. A fastball coming right in towards his chest. He just got his bat out there and deflected it off into the stands to the right of the plate. All right, Terry, ready. Ground ball hit to short. Kubek coming in, up with it. His throw to first base in time to get Conley, and he can move down that line for a big fellow.